Hey, this is Allie Walker. You're listening to Music's Journey Show with my friend, Kim Sear.
I was 17, couldn't wait to leave. Next thing I knew, I was 23. Wished I could fly home, but I had a job to keep and couldn't afford to see. 10 years flies by fast. It was too late by the time I look back. So much changed since the last time I saw you, Mom and Dad. You trusted me to trust my God. I don't know if I trust me as much. It's hard to come to terms with losing touch. But I made a choice when I was young. Just trying to become someone I'm not ready for. This kind of growing up. This kind of growing up.
You just heard a snippet of the new single, Growing Up, the title track by breakout country artist Allie Walker, off her new sophomore album that it was just released. Breakout Canadian country artist and 2022 CMAO Ontario Rising Star nominee Allie Walker released her deeply personal album Growing Up, showcasing Walker's growth and evolution as both a songwriter and musician since the release of her debut album in 2019. This album takes us on a personal journey, with each song on this project from where it all began for this artist, seeing some goals come into fruition and a chance to finding herself in a much better place, a little bit more lighthearted, with some self-reflection in her new music. In addition to more playful tracks like Red Wine or Whiskey, Country Music, and Maybe I'm Still Drunk, the album also dives into Walker's more personal side and the struggles that she has faced in her life. Here to talk about her new album and all the exciting news, including her showcase at this year's Cavendish Beach Music Festival and Boots and Hearts, is Canadian country artist Allie Walker. Good. How are you?
I'm fabulous.
So great to have you back on the show.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me again and taking the time to chat.
Not a problem. Congratulations, my friend. You are on the second ballot for nominations for the Canadian Country Music Association Awards. Pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm very, very happy. And I recently moved from Ontario to the West Coast. So this is my last year that I'm actually even eligible. So hopefully I can go out with a bang and grab a few actual nominations.
Yeah, because you're up for Red Wine and Whiskey. So you're up for Female Artist of the Year and Video of the Year.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, very happy.
Yeah, last time I had you on the show, you were just moving out there and you were just getting ready to hit the road with your dog and your hubby there. It was just so cool because you finally landed there and I got to see everything and it just the whole journey and that whole expression about finally getting to the place that means so much to him.
Yeah, it's been actually pretty crazy because I feel like I just settled like a few days ago and I still because we were in outside of Kelowna, then we went to Victoria, then we went back to Kelowna, and I've been, you know, to Nashville and a PEI and Newfield. I'm just like, I've gone all over the place. So I'm ready to like settle for more than a week.
It's hard, isn't it? It's hard being on the road and getting used to that kind of schedule. It's grueling. It's a lot.
But you know what? It's good practice for, you know, the future of tours and show lots and lots of hopefully more shows. So I'm okay with it.
I bet. This is something that you've been really working so hard for, and we got so much to talk about. We're going to be playing all the songs off the album.
Yay! Oh, awesome!
Yeah, so I want everybody to hear this whole body of work because it's a journey. It's something that is so personal to you after releasing your first album in 2019. Growing Up is something special. Tell us what this album means to you.
It's really just a continuation of what the heck's been going on in my life. I feel like I can only write what's actually true to me. Like I couldn't imagine not writing what's really going on and being really autobiographical. So Growing Up, the album and the song, really, and the reason why I wanted it to be called Growing Up was because of the song Growing Up, and it is about moving away from home when I was 19 to chase the dream and all of the ups and downs that you go through with that and leaving your family. And then as you get older and you're still chasing that dream, you're wondering if, you know, you made the right decision, and seeing your parents get older and sicker and feeling guilty for all the time that you spent away from them really makes your dream more important because you did sacrifice all this time away from them. So every, you know, little accolade that I get and progress that I make in music means that much more because I've sacrificed so much for being away from family. And that is kind of the theme through the album a bit, where Good Old Days is similar. It's very nostalgic, wondering, you know, maybe I'm living in the good old days right now. I should be paying more attention to, you know, what's going on and being more present in my life now, because these moments might slip away quicker than you expect. And, you know, country music is about my references and the music I grew up on. So it's very autobiographical, this album.
It's very, it shows so much growth in just the presence of where you are today in your life. Because when you started out on the journey leaving PEI, that's your home with family and all your friends, to go to Toronto to pursue this career, you spent a decade working and honing your craft. It's something that's really important because you took this whole journey in the music industry so seriously. And to see the kind of accolades that you're getting now, and the recognition from your peers and the music industry and the fans, you've gone about this in a way that is very, very smart. Very smart.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you saying that, because for all the years where I wasn't necessarily putting out music, but I was behind the scenes playing all the bars, getting my vocals good enough, getting my songwriting chops good enough, learning, you know, everything from graphic design to video editing to marketing and social media, I think it takes time to do that. And if you put all of that out before you're ready, you really only get one first impression. That was the best piece of advice I got. And I was like, okay, well, being the perfectionist that I am as well, I wanted to wait that decade to, you know, make sure everything was spot on. And at one point you have to realize, okay, it's not going to be perfect. And you're still going to grow. And, you know, the next project's always going to be better than the last one. But I'm glad that I put this out, and even my last album out. Like, I still want to be proud of that, because that's where I was at that time. And I, you know, think things will only get better.
I think so many of us were able to take a little snippet, you know, into the window of Ali Walker, and to understand what songwriting means to you. And that is something that has just been a pleasure to watch. And to see that growth and see this sophomore album come to light. You released, I think the last time I had you on the show, well, let's just go through each song, okay? I have them listed out. And let's go through each one so that we can remind fans and play this entire album.
Thank you.
Let's talk about Country Music. This song that went viral on TikTok, taking us down memory lane. I loved this one. You co-wrote this with Justin Bird and Brian John Harwood. It's funny because I have him on the show later on today.
All right.
So he's coming back to talk about his new music. But let's talk about this song and paying attention to the lyrics, because there's so many great references to lyrics from songs and titles like Copperhead Road and Steve Earle, and as well as like Rascal Flatts, which you and I have talked about before. We both absolutely love Rascal Flatts. Tell us about writing this song.
Well, it was during the pandemic, and I was writing over Zoom, but then I had Dustin and Brian over for like weekends at a time, because I knew that they were my vibe, they were my guys, and I just wanted to hammer out a bunch of songs for this album with them, and they were the perfect ones to do it with, and they totally understood what, you know, I wanted to write about and portray and what was going on with my life. And I was just saying to them, you know, I would love to write a song about how much I love country music and what I grew up on, and but without it just saying like I love country music. But let's make it difficult on ourselves. So I was like, what if we took like all of our favorite songs and lyrics and references and artists and tried to weave them into an actual storyline? So we did that. I think there's 13, 15 references in there. Mm-hmm. And it was really cool because when I put it on TikTok, it was just a demo. And it was like one of my first TikTok videos. And it was, I was just lip singing to it. And I didn't realize it was going to be such a treasure hunt for people. And that's kind of the angle I went with. It was like, let's see if you can find all the references. And I think that made it really fun for people. But also people related on the level that, you know, we listened to the same music growing up and we love country music and we grew up on country music. So overall, it was just such a good song to start this whole project with.
It's a cool story. And I think that's what Canadian country music fans love so much, is a good story. And it took us all down memory lane, some sweet memories with this one. We're going to play this one right now. Here is the hit single, Country Music, by country artist, singer-songwriter Allie Walker, here on Music's Journey.
Strawberry wine, fell asleep to a whiskey lullaby, found out real quick what hurts the most, waking up from drinking like George Jones. God bless the Copperhead Road that took me home on a small town Saturday night, after working like Dolly, 9 to 5, that's how a redneck woman gets by. I close my eyes and I sing along and it takes me back to when I was young, learning about life and who I was, taking each day song by song, first dance, first kiss, and falling in love, losing myself when I lost someone, slurring them words when I got too drunk, waking up hungover with the radio on, whatever it was, it got me through it, I grew up on country music. I remember when my first love, yes, said you're my forever and ever, amen. Then he went to the dance with my best friend. Well, I hope you dance. I close my eyes and I sing along, and it takes me back to when I was young, learning about life and who I was, taking each day song by song. First dance, first kiss, and falling in love, losing myself when I lost someone, slurring them words when I got too drunk, waking up hungover with the radio. Song by song, first dance, first kiss, and falling in love, losing myself when I lost someone, slurring them words when I got too drunk, waking up hungover with the radio on, whatever it was, it got me through it, I grew up on country music. That
was the smash hit Country Music by breakout country artist Allie Walker off her new sophomore album, Growing Up, available right now on all your streaming platforms. A song that shares so many special memories that we all think about when it comes to the music that impacted us and the artist that did that. So many cool titles in the song. Absolutely love it.
Thank you.
Now, let's talk about another fantastic song and a very cool idea as well. And that's Maybe I'm Still Drunk. I still love this song so much. Tell us about the writing of this one.
This was actually one that I didn't write, and it was the first time that I recorded a song that I had never written. And I had always been open to it because there's so many incredible songwriters in Nashville that it's like, how can you not, you know, be open to that potential of recording somebody else's song? So my producer, Danik Dupal, brought me this song and another song. Actually, he brought me a bunch of songs. And I listened to them, and he loved this song, and so did I. But I was like, you know, is it going to fit? Like, when you're doing an album, you're kind of thinking, I have these songs, they're fast. I have this song, I'm talking about this. But we're like, okay, we totally need just a fun, drinking, lighthearted song, because some of the songs on this album are heavier. So, like, let's just throw one in there that's super fun. And I can relate to it. Unfortunately, a bunch of people can relate to it, but, you know, they wake up in the morning.
We all like, can at some point. Like, yep.
What the heck did I do? And, you know, so it's just a super fun song. I'm so glad that I put it on the album. And it was actually my first radio single as well. So we went to radio with that song.
It was so cool when we heard this one, and we loved playing it. We had so much great feedback from so many fans. Yeah. And it was just so cool to hear their stories. So we're going to play this one right now. Here's Maybe I'm Still Drunk by country artist, singer-songwriter Ali Walker here on Music's Journey.
Open one night, check the time, 12:30, but I'm alive. Still searching through my memory when I see you lying next to me. Flashback.
Maybe I missed you, maybe I meant to, and I
That was Maybe I'm Still Drunk by Allie Walker, the second single released off her new sophomore album, Growing Up. That was just released on March 10th, available right now on all your streaming platforms. Talk to us about the biggest hurdle for you so far chasing this dream as a singer-songwriter.
Probably the mental side of it and comparing and making sure your mental health is okay. A lot of times, even if you're not in music, you can compare yourself on social media. I should be doing that. I wish I got that opportunity. You know, why is this person getting that and I'm not getting this? So especially in music, you really have to check yourself that, you know, it doesn't matter what other people are doing. There's always going to be room for everybody. If you didn't get this opportunity at this time, it wasn't meant for you. So it's definitely the mental side of it, and to make sure that, you know, just you keep true to yourself. You don't become someone else. You write about what you want to write about, and, you know, just stay true to who you are, and the things will come to you as they're supposed to.
But with independent artists, it's hard. Once you get a song on radio, it's much easier. But it's just getting that first radio release. I think taking that decade of hard work, recognizing what marketing is going to be, because music, this industry is always evolving. And when it comes to the songs that are being released on radio are really kind of like 2 years old. So the trends are constantly evolving, and being very smart to go after social media, putting those teasers out there, seeing if the fans love the songs. It got them connected with you personally, your personal journey and why these songs were so important to you. I think that was just absolutely brilliant.
And yeah, thank you for saying that. And the songs that really do the best, I find, on social media are the ones that have a full storyline. Mm-hmm. And the fans can tell if they mean something to you. There's no faking on the marketing side. You have to really, you know, tell them why you wrote it from your heart, give them, you know, experiences. And then the best part of being an artist is realizing that every, you know, other people can relate to it, and that they share their stories. And maybe why you wrote that song for you has nothing to do with the meaning that they're getting out of it, which is the coolest part.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You have always had the importance to songwriting for you in your life. Tell us what it's meant to you growing up.
Songwriting? Yeah, well, I always love a song. I can get, you know, involved and obsessed with an artist, but I mostly just love songs, and it's always because of the songwriting and the storyline. And when Taylor Swift first came out when I was younger, 16, I realized that her focus was on songwriting, and I loved that. And then it was always about the story. And so when I started writing, when I, you know, started really enjoying her music, I think the first song I wrote was I Don't Love You Anymore. It was about my boyfriend at the time, which is not so good because I was still with him, and that was my next song, so I don't love you anymore. But it just was always important to me to be kind of a vice. And I'm not the type of person that will write, you know, 2 songs a day, 5 days a week. I'm just not interested in spitting out songs that kind of don't have enough meaning behind them. I like to really think about what it is I haven't said yet, what it is I'm going through. And that way, when I write a song, a lot of the songs I write end up being songs that I cut and I put out, because there's just a lot of effort behind each song instead of just spewing out a bunch of, you know, okay songs.
I think that's why we all looked at you from the songwriting standpoint, because the voice and everything else can be worked on, you know, when you first start out in this business. And but it's those authentic, real storytellers that we gravitate to. Writing from a place of authentic, real moments in time is just something that fans, as you said, see in a heartbeat. They read that and they understand that song, whether or not it's you're going through love or you're going through a hard time. To be able to hear it from songwriters' point of view that move you so much is really cool. Is there a song in particular? I know you mentioned Taylor Swift. We've talked about that before. She is an incredible songwriter, and she can write for any genre. And she just has that ability to be able to put that story into lyrics. There's not too many people that can do that in this business as well as what she can, that you grew up with listening to. Because in PEI, it's a music island, as far as I'm concerned. and so much joy when it comes to being able to gather with friends, gather with family, and it's all surrounded by music out there. Very cool.
It is, yeah. Mm-hmm. And a lot of like very East Coast Celtic, because I grew up playing bagpipes and, you know, stuff dancing.
I did.
Ah. Yeah, so I was involved in lots of Celtic music and traveled to Scotland and Ireland and Iceland and all the places to play bagpipes and compete and stuff. So I was very heavily involved in the Celtic world, and, you know, even in shows where, you know, you'd sing and dance and play bagpipes and step dance. And, so I would definitely have influences in that way. And then it evolved because it's very similar to country. The songwriting side of it, I love, but I also love the visual side of it, like a music video. So when I was younger, I would just be glued to CMT, Much Music, MTV, watching music videos. And the songwriting, I loved when a video could really portray what the songwriting was, because I am also visual like that. And songs that stick out to me are What Hurts the Most, Rascal Flatts. I would just watch that music video over and over and over because it's just so powerful. The lyrics are powerful on their own, but then the music video is incredible. And then Whiskey Lullaby, which is why I kind of reference those in my song Country Music. The Whiskey Lullaby is incredible songwriting. Those are the first that, you know, come to mind, but then also have an amazing music video and visual to go with it.
So many incredible artists that we have here in Canada. Talented singers, so many talented songwriters that write for people all over the world. And on International Women's Day, this is kind of cool because we've got quite a few women that are in this industry that are knocking it out of the park globally, not just here in Canada. Yes. Yeah, pretty cool. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Hometown Home. This is such a special song. Tell us about the writing of this one and the inspiration behind it, which I think is pretty straightforward, but
it's basically calling my husband's hometown home because I was moving from Ontario. I lived in Ontario for 12 years to BC, and I actually hadn't moved yet, but we were thinking about it and in the process of it. And I was like, oh, you know, West Coast is just such a different vibe than the East Coast. And, you know, am I going to be able to feel like home here? And, you know, just kind of telling him, you know, I'm gonna need this, I'm gonna need that, I'm still gonna need that small town vibe. And I was actually in the bathtub during the pandemic and I was thinking about this, you know, just enjoying a little bubble bath and thinking, because I had a writing session with Justin Byrne on Zoom like an hour later, and I was like, oh, what are we gonna write about? And I was just thinking about this idea of hometown home. So I was in the tub, and then I got out, and then I had a writing session with Justin, and we wrote Hometown Home.
Very cool. I understand with Brian John Harwood and Dustin Byrd, because they are such authentic songwriters. And what songwriting means to them, I can understand why they are your people when it comes to hammering out a song. Very, very similar in a lot of ways.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're like incredible artists, but also incredible on the music business side too. Like Brian does everything himself. Dustin does most of the things himself. He's just so good on all aspects, whether it comes to social media or video or, you know.
Dustin is
intellectually they're very inspiring.
Both of them. I had both of them on the show, and Dustin is just like, he is a fountain of information. He's just got so much knowledge, and Brian's got so much knowledge and experience. It's just incredible what he's capable of, but where he comes from too, because when you look at what we're like as shy people, and Brian, you like, I know how shy he is. And same thing with Dustin in some ways, but where they thrive is creative and being able to write those stories down and visual, like the artistic side of it, same as you.
I think Very most cool. artistic people are probably introverted extrovert.
I am. I am too.
Yeah.
We're going to play this one right now, the song that was created as an idea in a bathtub. You just never knew that one was coming. Here is Hometown Home by country artist, singer-songwriter Allie Walker here on Music's Journey.
So you say you wanna move back home now. And you wanna introduce me to your small town and show me around. And how about we head out right now? First stop, your mama's house. And I ain't got no problem settling down. If you gotta
That was Hometown Home, the second single released to radio off the new sophomore album Growing Up by country artist Allie Walker. I think you're talking about making that move from PEI to Toronto and then from Toronto to your husband's hometown. And when you look at BC, it's just huge. And like you said, it is a different vibe out there. But we always cling to our roots, don't we?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You find the things that will make it feel like home.
Absolutely.
Like ocean.
Ocean. Water, being near it, is just something so grounding, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's talk about your fourth single released off the new sophomore album. Let's talk about Red Wine or Whiskey. I love the spin on this one, the tongue and cheek metaphors for this.
Yeah, people think it's just, you know, about alcohol, but it's more about personality.
It's a story.
Yeah, it is. It's And it's this title was brought by one of the writers, Craig Brooks, and we're like, oh, how can we make this not just like a drinking song? So I actually said, well, the two things I drink are red wine and whiskey. And red wine is when I'm at home and I'm chilling and, you know, with my husband, waiting for him to come home, having dinner. And then whiskey is when I'm, you know, going out, having fun. I need to take the edge off, or I usually have a shot of Jack before I sing just to get rid of those nerves. So it was actually personal to me, this song. And it's great how people related to it, actually. It was a lot of people that have work away from home, like truckers or military where, you know, they do have that family waiting at home, which is cool that people just related to it in a different way.
Very cool. Very cool. This one also is what you're up for right now for the second ballots for the Canadian Music Association Ontario Awards for Female Artist of the Year and Music Video of the Year. We're going to play this one right now. Here is Red Wine or Whiskey by country artist, singer-songwriter Ali Walker here on Music's Journey.
Baby, tell me, did you have a long week burning at both ends, running on no sleep? Tell me when you're getting home, cause I ain't wanna drink alone. So come and kick your boots up when your shift is over. A little more buzz on, a little less sober. If you wanna get it going, then go on and pick your poison. If you wanna giddy up, or if you wanna slow down, should I put my best black dress on, or leave it on the ground? Do you want some Marvin Gaye, or some George Strait? Do you want the sweet talk, or street shot? Well, baby,
that was Red Wine or Whiskey by my very special guest, country artist Ali Walker, off her brand new sophomore album, Growing Up, which was just released on March 10th, available on all your streaming platforms. Very cool, because it's almost like an ultra ego for this song, right? It's like some people were relating it. What I was seeing on the storylines was people just saying, you know, when I want to have a glass of wine, some people related that to their ultra ego. And, you know, when they sit at home and just want to relax, it's just, you know, it depends on somebody's life. But it was just so cool when I was reading the stories behind it. Very, very cool.
And this is a song that I can show as an example that I never know which songs are going to do well, you know, with people loving it, streaming it, the music industry liking it. This song overall has blown up in, you know, YouTube, TikTok, Spotify, Apple, like the analytics are just everywhere. And as an artist, you think, okay, this will be the best song, or this one will do. It's never what you think.
I know.
So Germany, I had no idea that one would do so well.
Germany, UK, Australia all picked this song up.
Yeah.
There did really well.
Like all of, because I can see like the countries of who's watching it. It's just all the other countries as well as US and Canada, but it definitely got some love in all the other countries.
Very cool. As I said, you got to write what you're feeling, like you said, being authentic right in the moment. You wrote about something that still means something to you, a story for you behind it. What people do with it after that, it's just like, it's anybody's, you know, game when it comes to that. But yeah, as long as you continue to write what you love and something that means something to you, it doesn't matter. You're never going to be able to predict to what's going to be hitting home for somebody out there.
Yep, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Talk to us about working with Denik DuPel.
For sure. Mm-hmm. I didn't move to Nashville. I was going to Nashville when I was like 20, and I didn't know anybody. My husband knew one person, and they were busy. But they hooked me up with Denik, who had just kind of come off the road with Emerson Drive, or like Emerson Drive was slowing down a bit, and he was getting into producing, and he just had like a home studio in his bedroom. And I went to Nashville, and he was hooking me up with great writers, probably writers that I shouldn't have been writing with at that time because they were so good, and I was so new and green and didn't know anything about anything. But then he would produce these amazing little demos that I could go home with and get better or practice. And I just kept coming down, and he kept hooking me up with people, which was amazing. And then it came to a point where I was like, okay, you know, I need to get better. So I, you know, got the cover band in Ontario, and I was still writing, but like, you know, I knew I had a lot of work to do to get myself where I was, because I was seeing all these amazing artists in Nashville, and he was the one that told me you only get one first impression and gotta be a good one. But he's like, you don't really want to grow in Nashville in front of everybody and make that first impression. So I kind of came back to Ontario and did my thing for a decade. And then I was writing, or I was recording, needing to record this album, and I went back to him, and it was pretty cool because he was like, holy moly, like, I remember what you were like 10 years ago, and it's just completely different. And for someone to be able to see me at the beginning and now, he's really the only one other than my husband that would be able to see that progress. So it was actually, you know, really flattering that he thought that I was doing so well, and we worked together on this really amazing. It was during the pandemic, so he would, like, I'd have all the demos, and then I'd send over the demos, and he would replace all of the instruments with proper instruments and have all the great Nashville musicians down there play on it. And then I had a studio in my house at the time in Ontario, and I did all the vocals at home. And then, you know, I do my vocal producing and everything. And then it was just very collaborative, and out came this album.
It's great when you have a partnership like that with somebody that you trust and who knows you best, knows what you're capable of, and he's got that vision for you moving forward too, which is pretty cool. He's just an amazing all-around musician and producer. He's just so, so good at what he does.
Yeah, and to see his progress too was amazing, from his bedroom to all the number ones in Canada.
I know. I loved it when I had him on the show last year, and just talking to him about all he's accomplished. It's incredible.
He's done really well.
Mm-hmm. You got some really cool people that you have in your circle. Can't ask for anything better than that.
Yeah, absolutely. And people you can trust, that's what you need.
And you want people that are going to give you the advice that's not, you know, self-serving, you know, for them. They're looking at you and what you do best, and they are working with you in that growth and in that journey. And it's awesome to watch. It's really been cool to watch your journey. Really cool.
Oh, thank you.
We got to talk about another song off your sophomore album, Growing Up, and that is Sand in My Boots. I love this song. Love this one.
Yeah, I also love it because of Mr. Morgan Wallen and the songwriters on this song. I remember I was listening to Morgan's album for the first time, and that's like the second song or first song on his album, Sand in My Boots. And I was like, oh my gosh, I instantly love this. And I think that day I wrote a girl's version of it, but just like the first verse and chorus. So from the female perspective, and then my husband and I did like a proper little demo of just the first verse and chorus. And then I popped it up on TikTok, and then instantly went viral. And then I just never really thought anything of it. I was like, okay, cool, you know, but then people kept asking for it because mm-hmm. they loved the storyline that I created from the girl's perspective. And so I did a second verse and the second chorus, and then people were like, no, we still need to find out what happened to this girl. Like, they were so
obsessed with the story. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. But they were so specific too. Like I said something, one of the lines was the sun sets on the Carolina coast or something. And they're like, the sun doesn't set in the Carolina. Like all the water in South Carolina. I was like, okay, well, I don't know. Anyways, I didn't really think anything of it, but literally for an entire year, I had multiple people a day, like, find me on Facebook, find me on Instagram, DM me, saying, where the heck is this song? You need to put it out. It needs to be on, you know, Spotify, Apple. And I was like, okay, well, I don't even know the process of doing this because I don't own the melody. Mm-hmm. So I had to do 6 months of work trying to get approval to put this darn song out for these for these people that wanted to hear it. And it took a really long time because mm-hmm. I had to go through all the publishers and all the legal stuff and
a lot of red tape.
I had people, I had a lot of people just say put it out, but then my lawyer was like, absolutely don't put it out, you gotta have all the right licensing. So finally I put it out. I actually recorded it with Dustin like 8 months before I even was allowed to put it out. And then finally did, and people got what they want.
And we all love it. It's one of my faves on the album. I absolutely love it. We're going to play this one right now. Here is Sand in My Boots by Canadian country artist, singer-songwriter Allie Walker here on Music's Journey.
He asked if I'm from around here. I said somewhere just down the beach where we watch the water meet the sunset every night down on the dock. I finish my shift at the beach bar, grab the bottle out of my car, and he laid with me as we drank whiskey under the Carolina stars. Yeah, but now that bottle's empty and he's up and gone and left me, he's headed back on home to Tennessee, and there ain't nothing I can do. Something about the way he kissed me, he told me he wouldn't be just a memory, but all he left me was some footprints in the sand from his boots. He said, let's meet back here tomorrow at my sunburned Silverado. No, this ain't the whiskey talking, I wanna show you where I'm from. I wish I had the chance to tell him why I couldn't leave here with him. Dad's been laid up sick for 3 years now, and I'm all that he's got left.
That was Sand in My Boots, the female version by my very special guest country singer-songwriter, Allie Walker, off her sophomore album that was just released on March 10th, and it's called Growing Up. Don't forget, you can download your copy of Growing Up on all your streaming platforms. You can add it to your playlist, any of the songs that you love. Share it. Make sure you share it with all of your friends. You never know who might be listening, who might really enjoy one of these songs. You can also request any of these songs at your favorite local country radio station. Now, let's talk about how hard it's been to work as a musician and a songwriter, and what is the one difference that you have seen in your songwriting since you started this project?
I always wrote, you know, very storyline driven songs, but there's a lot of times where when you're still trying to find who you are as an artist and a songwriter, that you might write songs that just don't fit with you, whether it's what you're going on or vocally or just sound. So it's pretty difficult to narrow in on exactly who you are, what you want to sound like, what you want to write about. There's just so many subgenres in country that, you know, it takes a while to really like figure out your sound. So the involvement of the sound and making sure that I'm comfortable with all the things has been really interesting. And I sing in a very just, you know, speaking type voice, and it's very a conscious decision of mine. I can do all the things, all the vocal gymnastics, but I really choose not to, because in my mind, that's not what my audience wants to hear. They want to hear a story. So I always make that my priority when I'm writing a song, that, you know, I need to be able to sing this at 5 a.m. on a radio show, or I need to sing this when I'm sick and I don't want anything that's too outside of my range or uncomfortable for me, that I'm going to be able to sing this forever. And it's mostly based on the lyrics and the story, and I'm just delivering it.
Very smart. Very smart. Because I hear little hints here and there when I've listened to all the songs where you do let your voice out a little bit, but you still, I know that you're holding it back, you know, by a long shot. To think of it from that standpoint, yeah, I didn't realize that that's what you were doing intentionally.
Mm-hmm. And I've had comments from both sides where actually a lot of people say you're just very easy to listen to, and there's no pitches that, you know, drive me nuts in your voice, or it's not whiny sounding, or it's very interesting that people think of that as well. Mm-hmm. But then there's the other side where people have been following me forever. They're like, you should be doing, you know, all the things. And they're like, yeah, man, that doesn't fit the song necessarily.
Mm-hmm. That's very, very smart girl. You're smart all the way around. You've thought of this whole thing. You thought of this whole journey from front to end. That's very cool.
Hey, you never know when a song is going to pop off and be that song that you have to sing for the rest of your life.
You gotta like it. If you don't, you're in big trouble. 25 years later, you're still singing the lyrics of that song. You invited fans to join you for your 7th music video. And then we were talking a little bit about it earlier. But Good Old Days off your new album. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Good Old Days was a song that was inspired by the pandemic, where we were all doing nothing and we're like, oh man, like, is life gonna suck forever? Where it's all of the times before this where we were just trucking along, busy with our life, not paying attention, that we didn't realize that we were in our good days, potentially in our good old days, and we just let it pass us by. And then it went into, you know, family and realizing when you're younger, those are the good old days. But also now, these moments right here could be your good old days of your future self. Mm-hmm. And just a reminder to be present and appreciate the moments, because, you know, you could get sick next year and realize you can't do this. Or, you know, I always think of it kind of in the working out aspect as well, where you're able and well to work out now, and later in life you might not be able to.
Do I know that one? Because I was crushed under an SUV.
Oh gosh.
Going to do the music awards. I know exactly what you're talking about.
And that's That's a prime example of you don't realize that you're, you know, potentially in your prime of a certain moment or certain thing that could just be taken away from you.
Yep. And this is very cool. I didn't look at the song that way when you said that. See, everybody attaches their own story to it, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Now, you were so interactive with your fans on this one. I think it was absolutely key, you know, to be able to reach new audiences. And again, very smart. Like we talked about Taylor Swift before, she was one that always did that, somebody that you looked up to. So tell us about the video for this one.
The video was done in Kelowna, actually. Good old days, in a really cool restaurant here. And I wanted the vibe of this video to look like your grandmother's living room, or, you know, those flower couches that we all had. Mm-hmm. I had such a vision for us to bring that back to life. And I was in Ontario at the time when I was thinking about this video, and I could not find anything that looked like very nostalgic, like your parents' living room when you were younger. And then I moved to Kelowna, and there's a restaurant here, and it was exactly what I wanted. So I found some videographers here, and we put together this music video. It definitely came out exactly how I envisioned.
Very cool, with all the memories and photos and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It was very cool. We're going to play this one right now. Here is Good Old Days by country artist Allie Walker here on Music's Journey.
I wish this car wasn't so rusted out, and I had more money for a bigger house. My job didn't keep on bringing me down, 'cause right now I'm still living in my hometown, still trying to figure out what life's about. I guess I thought I'd be somewhere else by now. Mama still cooks better than I can. Can't change the oil like my old man. Might not be where I wanna be just yet, but what if these are the good old days? Funny how you chase what you wished away. I didn't know it then, but I think I say it now. What everyone's been talking about, I've been waiting on things to change. Living room, the kind of thing you don't want to lose. When you got tunnel vision, you tend to miss it. You can't see all the good that you're giving. You know it.
Yeah, what if these are the good old days? That was Good Old Days by my very special guest country singer-songwriter, Allie Walker. This song is off her new album, Growing Up, and it is released today. You can also get your copy on all the streaming platforms, and don't forget to share it. Such a cool, cool song, taking us all down memory lane, because we all know those days.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about what it felt like to leave PEI and what it was like for you as a teen to go to Toronto, because you were really young when you made that decision, and how time flies when you're starting out in this journey. And when you take a look now, and I think a big part of that song relates to that too, right?
Oh yeah, for sure. Well, when I was 19, I was apparently really fearless. And I just picked up, I was ready to go like my last day of high school, but I went to university for 1 year at the University of Prince Edward Island, and kind of just to prove that I didn't want to go to university. And
see, always mapped out. Everybody's going to be listening to you now. You know that, right?
Yeah. Well, hey, I did it. I'm not saying don't go to university, because I did, but I went to the school for Hard Knocks of music for 10 years after that, so I could be like a doctor in music at this point.
Mm-hmm.
If I did go to university. But it I just packed up and left after that summer after university and never looked back. I moved with one suitcase and a guitar, and I lived on the floor of my friend's place until she kicked me out a few days later because it was too small. And then I called up someone, a friend of a friend of a friend, stayed with them, and you know, eventually got my own apartment and met my husband a year later. And but then the ups and the downs of, you know, do I want to do this? Like, why did I do this? I'm not good enough. You know, who knew I had 10 years of, you know, development that was going to be ahead of me? I swear to God, when I was 19, I was like, oh yeah, in like a few months, I'm sure Dean Brody will just call me up and I'll go on tour with him. Like, so they, oblivious.
To the all young artists think that.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Sometimes it happens for those lucky artists that are actually really just, you know, naturally talented and hit luck at the same time, but who knew it was going to take me this long to really wrap my head around it all. But
longevity, just, girl, longevity.
Yep. And just fearlessness and never giving up even when you really want to.
It's very, very smart, because a lot of those artists that do hit it don't have their legs underneath them for that stability to be able to go through the hard times. I think that's what makes a good artist, is having the nose and having that journey, mm-hmm. and those difficult times, because then you know that this is really what you truly want.
Yeah.
And they get, and you know, COVID, we all saw that. So many bands fell apart, or people that we thought were really had a bright future just up and quit.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, you just go with it. You go with it and you dream, and you dreamed big, and it's happening.
Yeah, it's actually happening. Someone asked me like, what keeps you going now? And I'm like, well, I'm in too deep now to give up. Way too many years of dancing.
Well, you're seeing it though. You're starting to see so much of some of the dreams that mm-hmm. you've wanted have already come true.
Yeah. And so, absolutely. And
yeah.
I have a dream coming true today, actually. Mm. So you'll see that on my social media if you go to my social media. And today is March 5th.
So share that with us right now.
Am I allowed to?
Yes, you can.
Okay. Well, I'm going to get a billboard at Dundas Square with Spotify.
Nice. That's a big deal. That is a big deal. Congratulations. That's amazing. You deserve
thank
it.
You.
You deserve it.
Well, thank you. I'm a dream board type of gal, and I actually superimposed myself into that billboard a few years ago and put it on my dream board. So when I got the email that I was going to be up there, I just can't wait to see it. And
so cool.
And another little story behind that was the day I moved to Toronto, I stood in Dundas Square and I looked at the billboard and I said, I'm going to be up there one day for music. And the place I was staying was one block away, and I actually worked at the restaurant right behind that billboard.
So no way.
This is a very roundabout way to finally get it, you know, 12, 13 years later.
Full circle moment.
Mm-hmm.
There's another dream come true.
Absolutely.
Now you're going to have to share with us some of the ones that you still have to accomplish.
The dreams I still have?
Mm-hmm. What's on your dream board now?
Oh, gosh, there's so many. You know, record deal, booking agent, and then there's, you know, CMT, ACM, CCMA, you know, being featured in on CMT and Rolling Stone and Music Row. It just there's too many. I've got an Excel sheet full as well.
That's awesome. That is awesome. One at a time, right? And you are on your way. And this album just shows you. This is only your second album.
Mm-hmm.
So when you stop and you think about all of you've accomplished on that list, and
that's
pretty cool.
Yeah, and I'm glad I have, you know, my Excel sheet with all of my goals, and then as soon as I hit one off, I, you know, make it green, and it's a way for me to actually realize how far I've come. Even writing down, like, you know, the following or the streams, and, you know, the numbers don't mean anything at the end of the day, but when it's actually, you know, fans loving it, and it's not just, you know, a record label calling up whatever DSP and making them put you on a playlist, it's actually a relationship I've built over a true fan. So it means a lot more when you're thinking about those numbers.
It does. And I think that's very important. And it's a great way to look at it, because I think some younger artists out there that are just starting out look the opposite. And without the fans, and without them being able to relate to your music and what you're actually doing, because when you're chasing radio and you're chasing labels and you're chasing that part of the business, you can lose focus pretty easy.
Yeah. Very smart. That's my motto for this year too, is like, what will come to me will come to me. And I'm not forcing anything. I still have the dream board, but I'm not so desperate about it where now I'm just, you know, making great music, and what will come.
Absolutely. And I think that marking that off on your on your list there in green just lets you know, and just remind yourself that, you know, that's just one more thing. You know, I accomplished that. I did it. And that's pretty big deal. Pretty big deal. We're going to play the new single right now, the title track, Growing Up, by my very special guest, country artist, singer-songwriter Allie Walker, here on Music's Journey.
Fly home, but I had a job to keep and couldn't afford to see. 10 years flies by fast. It was too late by the time I look back. So much changed since the last time I saw you, Mom and Dad. You trusted me to trust my God. I don't know if I trust me as much. It's hard to come to terms with losing touch. I still feel 50.
That's the brand new single, the title track on the new sophomore album, just released today, and it is called Growing Up by my very special guest, country artist Allie Walker. I love this one, so don't forget you can get your copy of Growing Up on all your streaming platforms. You can add the songs to your playlist, share it, and don't forget you can request any of the songs at your favorite local country radio station. Such a great song, and I love it because it talks about being vulnerable, taking that leap of faith to follow your dreams no matter what or how long they take you to get there. Pretty cool. Well done. Well done.
Thank you so much.
Talk about the music video for this one.
Oh, that one will be out in a few weeks. Mm-hmm. And I filmed it at a bar in Toronto called Dakota Tavern. And it really depicts, you know, what you do behind the scenes of being an artist. And that's usually working in the service industry, bartending, not getting to go home to see your family, you know, not getting to go home for Christmas because you have to work, or, you know, it's just a really heart, it pulls your heartstrings, this music video. And especially there's a scene that I'm playing on stage to literally nobody. And that happens a lot when you're, you know, playing the bars in Toronto, or, you know, just trying to get better, like how many times I've played to literally nobody. So it's the two sides of, and you know, kind of the sad sides of the industry where you have to work to make your dreams come true, and you're working side jobs. And then also a lot of times you're playing, you know, these gigs that you don't necessarily want to play because no one's there listening. So.
Yeah, absolutely. I know Brian talks about that where, you know, he still has his full-time job. And look at, you know, he's been on the road with 3 Days Grace. He's been on the road with so many of the big bands, you know, Fingers 11 to, you know, doing a solo career to Kansas Stone. Like he's very grounded and just keeping it real. And that's something that is pretty cool that he's a part of that circle for you. And 100%. I absolutely love it. I can't wait to see it. It's going to be released in a couple of weeks. Do you have the release date?
No, not yet.
Not yet. Okay.
It's been all done and ready to go, but we're just working that out still.
Awesome. So fans get that to look forward to. That's very cool. I know you put a little bit of a teaser out there for a snippet and what's coming. So we're looking forward to that. It's got to feel so cool for you to be going back and being able to play Cavendish Beach Music Festival.
I know.
Is that another bucket list?
I'm so excited.
Well,
it is. I played there a few years ago, but I played on some of the side stages, which is fine. But I was literally the first person on, like the gates had just opened, and I'm, you know, thankfully it was my first time playing home in PEI, and I had lots of family and friends come out. So awesome. I think normally that would be a pretty tough slot, but my goal was the next time I played there, I wanted to play the main stage. And when I got that email that came in that offered me main stage this year, it was definitely
awesome.
A bucket list item.
Awesome. And you're also going to be playing Boots and Hearts, which is one of the biggest shows here.
Yeah, it's huge. And that was another dream board item that this year, because last year was a lot where a lot of festivals were catching up to all the artists they had already booked during COVID. So it was a tough year for smaller artists. But this year I was like, oh, if I could get like Cavendish and Boots and Hearts, I would be set. And I'd be so happy. And, you know, a lot of these things book way in advance. And I felt like I was past that time for Boots and Hearts. And I was like, okay, I guess I'll get it next year. And then a random email came in from Boots and Hearts. And they're like, we want you to play.
Awesome. And
I was like, something in the universe is helping me out this year. So.
Nah, it's just hard work, girl. Hard work. Because you haven't just been working on this. You've been writing with other artists too. You also helped out on Rich last year for Brian as well. You've been really working and honing that craft and lending a hand to quite a few other artists out there. So that is pretty cool. That's another feather in your cap there.
Yeah, it's definitely been a journey, and I have to realize, like, pat my own back sometimes of, you know, the hard work I've put in myself, because I don't really have much of a team. I have my great publicist, Rochelle and Tiffany, and then it's me, myself, and I.
Well, you know what? You just text me and I'll remind you. Okay. You just give me a quick text and I will remind you every day of the week. Okay. I am so excited for you. The new album, Growing Up, is definitely worth the wait. You did such an incredible job on this album. So amazing to watch you as a songwriter and as a singer. Mm-hmm. To what you've accomplished here. I wanted to close out the show with a song that I really love. And another one that is another favorite of mine, and that's Same Stars.
Yeah, that was another song that I didn't write. And one of the writers is actually Ingrid Andress, which she was the singer on the demo when it was sent to me. And I was like, well, this is the most beautiful song ever. And there's no way I'm going to be able to top Ingrid's voice, but I'm going to try. And it was just in the same vein of, you know, missing your family and realizing you're under the same stars and that we're connected in some way. And so I really felt like it fit on this album perfectly. And it's just such a beautiful song. So I knew I had to record it.
It hit home for me, especially when I was listening to the song last night and I was looking out the full moon. And just, you know, missing my mom because I lost her and my father. And I used to, I remember when my mom was really sick the first time, I went out and got a star named after her.
Oh, wow. That's so cool.
And got a star named for my father so that it showed that they were always in each other's orbit, surrounding each other for eternity. And so any time that the grandkids wanted to look up and they could see where their grandmother and grandfather were, and it just hit home for me instantly. I connected with that song.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. I'm so glad.
Yeah. Very cool. Is there any other shows you can announce?
Nothing yet. I do have like so much more music coming too. So I'm actually going to Nashville in like 2 weeks to record the next stuff. There's no stopping.
Nope. There isn't. Not for you. Mm-mm. I know you well enough. So is there a new movement for this, a new feel to this new music that you can kind of give a hint?
One of them is super fun. And then, you know, I'm keeping in the same vein of just very real and storytelling.
Mm-hmm. I cannot
wait. I can't wait. Like, there's always, you know, excitement putting out the music that you have ready to go, but you're just, I don't want there to be a break, and I just want the folks to just keep enjoying the music. So I want to keep pumping it out.
Very cool. Is there anybody in particular that you wrote this one with, or is this something that you wrote yourself?
I just went to Nashville a few weeks ago, and I was writing with some amazing writers down there. So Jessica Kane, Matthew Morrissey, Dave Cohen, and there's a bunch of great writers and working with some new people. So
very cool.
Definitely going to be great.
Very cool. So do you know when that's coming?
Hoping to have a song out by summer, early summer or late spring.
Okay. So promise you're going to come on the show and we can share that with all the fans.
Yes, absolutely.
Looking forward to it.
Yay. Thank you so much.
No problem. I look forward to it. I am such a big fan. I love your songwriting. So you just keep it up and you do what you do best. And we're going to be listening.
I appreciate the love and the support and taking all this time and promoting me and supporting me. So thank you so much.
I just wanted to make sure that we played the entire album for this interview because I want people to appreciate this journey and what this album means to you.
Thank you so much.
You are welcome. You take care, and I look forward to talking to you soon. And congratulations on the second ballot. We're going to be watching for that one. Spotify as well. Pretty damn cool.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll be seeing that one on social media. So I look forward to having you back.
All right. Have a great rest of your day.
You too. Okay. Bye-bye. A great big thank you to my very special guest, country artist, singer-songwriter, Allie Walker, for coming on the show. I've got some great shows coming up. I'm going to be interviewing Gord Bamford, Madeline Merlot, Jamie Warren, Sean Hogan, Tim Hicks, Brian John Harwood. We also have Jay Coote, winner of The Voice. He is back with another very special song. The Heels, Devin Cooper, David James, Shantaya, Tyler Joe Miller, Brittany Cannell, Runaway Angel, Anthony Tulo, Rock Icons Lighthouse, Rock Icons The Stampeders, Griffin Palmer, Ty Wilson, Rock Band Harm and Ease, The Prairie States, Dan Davidson, Annika, and so many more. Don't forget you can catch all my shows that you don't want to miss at musicsjourney.com. You also can check out all the articles, new releases, new videos, and reviews at nowandthenmagazine.com. Well, that's it for me, your host, Kim Sear. Thank you so much for tuning into the Music's Journey Show, and have yourselves a wonderful day. I will catch you here next time on Music's Journey.
You could drive a million miles outside of town with your windows down, tires spinning around till you fall off the map, till you don't know where you're at. You could hop a plane, lift off the runway, wheels up, head to a new place out on the coast, Paris or Rome, don't matter the road. If you ever get lost, lose your way, start to feel small, think you can't make it back home, no, you ain't ever alone. Middle of the night, staring at the dark, every white light breaking your heart, 'cause you're not in my arms, no, I ain't ever too far. Wherever you go, wherever you are, we're under the same stars. There are things you can't outrun, some ties too strong to cut, like me and you, don't matter what you do or the sky you're looking up to. If you ever get lost, lose your way, start to feel small, think you can't make it back home, no, you ain't ever alone. Middle of the night, staring at the dark, every white light breaking your heart, 'cause you're not in my arms, no, I ain't ever too far.
If you ever get